When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Robin Crosby
and Stephen Piercy.
From Rats.
Backstage.
Day on Green.
Dog.
Just Dog.
To you.
And we want to say hello to all our friends out there in the heavy metal world, wherever that may be.
And all you rat and rollers.
Definitely you rat and rollers. We just want to say hello. We're in the middle of our 1985 Invasion of Your Privacy Tour. And we're having fun. We can just say, hey.
You're listening to the Cobras and Fire Podcast, part of the Decibel Geek Podcast Network, and unverified mediators for the surviving members of RAT.
You tell me something I don't know, and I tell you something that's real. You think you know everything about me except just how I feel. You always call me a liar, but you can't tell me to my
Welcome to Cobras and Fire. My name is Baco, and as always, I am joined by the lovely Luz Cannon, who is once again struggling with social norms.
Don't know what you're talking about, but thank you, and I'm doing excellent.
Well, I'm glad you're doing excellent. Do you have anything nice to say to me?
So what do you want to talk about?
Well, hell, I don't know. I just drinking a beer here. What are you doing?
I'm drinking a beer. You want to talk about the beer? Well, I'm already drinking a beer, but we have another beer that we've been gifted.
Yes, let's get back on track with our Buy Us a Beer program. Well, we've been kind of slagging on that.
So, what do we got in front of us?
How do we do this? I mean, this week's beer of the week comes from Rob, friend of show, yep. Underwood. He was kind enough to donate, and he picked Old English. I have to slide mine out of a paper bag. There we go.
Yeah, as do I. I mean, I bought it at the store as well. So, yep, I've got mine in front of here.
Well, I had to go back to that same place that I bought the Colt 45 at. Thankfully, they had this in a 24-ounce can. I didn't have to buy the plastic bottle 40, but here we go.
Yeah, mine was... I just went to the grocery store for mine.
That's right. You can buy this kind of stuff in a grocery store out there.
Yeah. It's a 16.9 ounces is what I have here on mine.
That's an odd ounce for
mine. Is in a plastic bottle. Is yours in plastic or is it a can?
Well, the bottle was plastic, but it was a 40. I got an aluminum 24-ounce silo, baby.
So we got Old English now, and let me just pour this into the glass. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is thick. Mine kind of looks like a porter.
What? I mean, it's maybe a little darker than a Budweiser. Do they have different flavors, like an Old English double bock or something? Maybe you got that.
That's very lemony. Oh. All right.
Mine does not taste anything like fruit. It tastes maybe like motor oil.
Oh, that is disgusting.
I think I just painted my tongue.
Yeah, okay, so on your label, what's the ABV say on yours? Because I can't find it on mine.
I can't find it on mine either.
Are you kidding me? Okay, well, this must be a thing with all the malt liquors, just like the Colt 45. Anyway, I'm going to take a taste of this.
Okay.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to die. Marco,
what does your label say?
It says Old English Brand 800 Malt Liquor.
Mine says Wood Furniture Wax Protectorate.
What section of the grocery store did you find this?
Next to the Clorox.
I think you're drinking furniture polish, bro.
I asked the person, where's the Old English?
Did you at least drink it cold?
I did. I had this in the fridge for a day or two. Yeah, the thing is,
technically, you drank Old English, I guess.
I did. And another thing is that it might be actually better than yours. Can we just end with that?
Yeah, let's move on. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate all your feedback on the show over the years. And, of course, this disgusting fucking Indiana study beer.
Yes.
I just shit my pants, and I'm pretty sure it's because of that. Oh, my God. That was a shark. You called me earlier in the week, just a couple days ago. You were in the middle of training for your warrior dash. Do you recall this?
It make it sound very important, but yeah. Going to the gym during lunch at work. Yes.
I wanted to talk to you about something because it's kind of underlying recurring thing with you, and it's about social norms and treating people decent. You seem to struggle with this. You know where I'm going here, right?
I'm sure it's exaggerated, but go ahead.
Well, as I recall, you had just basically checked in at the front desk right before you called me, and you were upset with yourself because you told the woman who swiped your card and said, you are now checked in, you said, "I appreciate that," and you were upset with yourself for saying as much.
I was, yeah.
Why? You were just being nice to somebody, just doing a very mundane job.
I think that was a little too much. I think, you know, I handed the little key fob or whatever you call it that's on my keychain. She swiped it in front of the little thing, which a lot of times people are listening to this and go to the gyms. People aren't even up there. They actually just swipe it themselves and go through. But she actually grabbed it and then swiped it there. And I said, I appreciate that. That is, first off, three words for a simple thing. Maybe if I said thanks, I feel a little better, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, I like that you feel that you extended effort there. What if you're the only person who said I appreciate that to her that entire day?
I probably was.
Nobody even said thank you.
I think that was too much. I think it's the same thing as like when people are moving around like at the grocery store or whatever, and everybody's all saying sorry, sorry, sorry. Like they just walk in front of you for 2 seconds and go, sorry, sorry for what? You're walking by. Am I angry at you? No, just walk. It's too much. People are way too polite. Well, there's two extremes. They're either too polite for stuff they shouldn't be, or they're just fucking assholes. There's no in between.
I think you're really overselling the effort you're making here. You said, I appreciate that. It is 2 seconds of your life, and it was nice. What if she was thinking about committing suicide, and you said, I appreciate that, and she goes, you know what? I'm not going to kill myself now.
Well, then I've saved yet another life, like I do every day.
Another life. I'm saying, Lewis, you struggle with these things. You should be nice to people. It's its own reward.
I am nice to people, by the way.
Yeah, but it sounds like you are self-loathing for doing it.
No, I'm
why did I say I appreciate that? I don't appreciate that. I actually think she sucks at her job.
No, it's because it's the same phrase you say when you get like a special gift or something like that. Thank you. I appreciate that. We're talking about you took a piece of plastic and swiped it over. It's like the self-checkout line. Are you telling
you
me
you are a self-checkout line guy, aren't you?
I can't stand the self-checkout line. When I go, okay. Ooh, no. What?
I thought you would be self-checkout all the way. Like, I control it. I do it. I don't have to say, I appreciate that.
If that was your argument, then I should be at the self-checkout lines talking to myself.
I do think you should be able to pick one item out of your cart that you get for free for basically doing the job.
Are you kidding me? That's a Cobra hack all the way.
There you
self-checkout
go.
Line?
Make sure it's a steak.
Yeah, that's the one you don't put on the little area that weighs it. Yeah. You just hold that under – you clutch that under your arm. Again, Cobra hack, also known as stealing. I'll tell you one thing also about checkout line. When I go to a grocery store, I use this self-checkout line only as a last resort. I'm talking about if it's three or four deep. If it's too deep, I'm using people because I'm there. Part of the whole thing about me paying there is having somebody ring up my own fucking groceries because there's always something that goes wrong when you're using the self-checkout line. Just
right
have
there
somebody
with you.
Do that.
Yep.
Yes or no?
Yep. Oh, absolutely. I might do it once in a while when I know like this has
two items.
Yeah, it's and they both have scan codes. No produce basically.
Oh hell no. Yeah. Produce is a nightmare.
That's a scary zone for self-checkout.
It really is. But again, when you're in that checkout, the other thing that drives me nuts though is do you get into the thing where the person that's checking you out then all of a sudden decides they don't fucking want a bag for the day, and all of a sudden you have this uncomfortable thing where, oh, I'm supposed to go to the end of the thing now and just start bagging shit up?
Depends on the store. I also like to crop dust if the person behind me is bothering me. So just kind of like, make sure everything's bagged or, you know, it's like, and then you just leave one as you walk away. So they have to sit in your stink.
Thank you for your crop dusting conversation. But the point I was trying to make, though, Baco, to go into your original comment was that when I have to self bag what I do the entire time when I'm putting stuff in there is I go, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I just say that over and over again when I put stuff in the bags.
I go the other way. I try to almost be really thankful for thankless jobs because I've worked them. I know what it's like. And why not just fucking smile at somebody? I mean, I don't do this at Walmart because they never make eye contact with me.
Because their eyes are dead. They're dead behind the eyes.
But every other retail outfit, pretty much restaurant, whatever, I try to just make the best of it and at least let the person know that, you know what, I'm not going to complain here. I'm going to go home and do it on Yelp. Oh, but you know, the weird thing is when you called me, I was dealing with this the situation at work that required a little more interaction with a girl there. And she's one of those really upbeat, overly positive people. I've actually had a conversation with her where I mentioned, like, you realize that, like, there are people out there that this actually bothers them, that your type of personality. And she's like, I know, but that's their problem, not mine. It was like Jesus Christ, you know? It's like, do you ever, like, one night, like, she was walking through and she has to say, good morning and how are you every day? And she says good night to everybody. And it's like the end of the Waltons. If she walks back in shipping and you're back there, it's like, good night, John Boy. Good night. It's like you can't say good night, everybody. Do you ever deal with that super bubbly person?
Yes. We can go to an entire different segment about this sometime in the future, too, because I have been that person I've been at my job for like 8 months. And it's almost the same thing as going to culture. Like every morning when I come into this, though, I'm in this area, there's like 12 people. I would say good morning, blah, 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 like hello, how are you, all this kind of stuff. And after a while, I realized the people there were not happy and they didn't even look fucking up. So now I don't say a goddamn thing to anybody. I walk right into my
– I'm thinking corn dogs for lunch. That's the only thing you say.
I don't talk to anybody. I walk in there. I go right to my desk. I do my thing. I talk to the people that I need to throughout the day. But I used to go into this whole area and it'd be nice. But now these people don't even look up. And it's not just – it's not like, oh, this – you can make a joke about like the loose can, the asshole. I'm saying that they're just angry at everything. So after a while, you're just like, fuck it. I'm not even going
to
be nice.
Well, that's not a great environment to work in. I actually think the first things that you get hit with in the day has a lot to do with how the rest of your day goes. So I try to be positive, and I hate – when somebody wants to slag on me right in the morning. This girl I'm talking about, and by the way, I've worked with people like her, you know, in almost every job I've ever had. She's very good at her job, and it just kind of like, why do I have to have three answers prepared every morning when I see you?
So anyway, some of these grumpy people I walk by, and again, it's in the morning, and I'll see them. I'll say good morning or hello and everything like that. And do you ever say a pleasantry to somebody, and not only do they not look at you, but they also keep a frown?
The worst is when they take it one step further where they actually make eye contact. They heard you, they're acknowledging you, and they're just going, fuck off. It's like, right. Jesus Christ, all I said was hello.
Okay, so that's what I have right now, too. And this goes is widespread. It's not just like this couple people that hate me. And again, I've had no interaction with these people except for just like this kind of thing.
Well, it's generally accepted that people don't like you, right?
Yes, but again, I'm making the effort. Okay,
no, you definitely put the effort in, yes.
Okay. So anyway, I just have, again, you say like I have one of those faces people like to punch, right?
I may have mentioned that.
You may have mentioned that a few times. So anyway, so.
I think it was Paul Stanley. Sure,
but this week, though, for the first time, I let my inside voice, my head voice come out on mistake twice in the same day. And this one girl who's always so downtrodden, I say, good morning. And she walks by and she did that thing. She took it that one step further. What did you say? Like you look, they look at you.
The eye contact after the sluggish body language, the frown, and then they look at you.
You know what I said out loud after when she's walking by?
I fucking farted in your pillow.
No, I just go, great smile.
No, it's
Sorry by Stryper. Great tune. And I got to tell you that it's another example of 2018 started off slow for me, but the last couple months, my God, every week, be it artists that have been around for a long time putting out great new music to brand new bands, I have been just attacked. My playlist that I've been that I'll be playing for months.
Right on.
I mean, I don't know if that goes to what your feelings have been in the last couple months as far as just the output, the quality.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it seems like the last, I don't know, month and a half has been a surprise.
Almost too much.
Yeah. I mean, even that Stryper record, and I'm not a Stryper guy, it's not bad. I mean,
yeah,
it's not that bad.
but like any band now that's putting out relevant music that had a, you know, that did well in 1980 or 1970 or whatever, I mean, that means they have something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So Rat.
Which one?
Well, I believe we are down to one.
We are now, legally.
There, you've been hearing the stuff that's supposedly going on, because I tried to confirm some of the stuff today that we heard 3 or 4 weeks ago, and there's still nothing official, but they're saying they kicked Warren DeMartini out of the band after all that crap, you know, getting Juan Cruz, because
yeah, back up by a little bit, like we obviously, Bobby Blotzer is one
we
of
were just talking
animals,
about Bobby, right? Come on, come back to us.
Yeah, come back to us. And he did. He I recently heard him on the Mitch LaFonz show.
Hey. Or no, he's Canadian now, Fonzie. Hey. Yeah, what the fuck is going on with Rat? I don't even understand. I'm starting to think Perfectly Rated on these guys, too. Like, there's a reason they didn't kind of carry on as Poison and Motley Crue were. They're a fucking train wreck. How is it everybody involved in this band is emotionally unequipped to deal with day-to-day life of being in a band?
So if I understand this right, they got everybody back together, and the two people that people really know, Warren and...
Yeah, but let's back up just a little bit, and I'll try to summarize this quick. Before Bobby decided to tour as Rat by himself with four other guys, Rat was legally just Warren and Bobby. They owned Rat. Steven had quit, so he gave up his share, and Juan, I don't know what happened there, but with the lawsuit, the way it got settled was basically by Warren bringing in Steve and Juan and then coming up with this concept of, like, Juan didn't really ever legally give away his rights, so the Warren and Bobby legal ownership was null and void, and now giving to all of them, and then the three of them fired Bobby. So basically, Warren needed to bring Steven and Juan in legally to stop Bobby from doing what Bobby was doing. And now that he did that, Steven and Juan have fired Warren, it sounds like. I mean, you are a legacy act at this point, and he can still do the job.
Yeah, but Warren DeMartini is the one. You have to have Steven and Warren at least.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, the way things are going, who really knows? I mean, it is a train wreck, though. This band cannot stop having this nonsense. And then it's still not really confirmed, so we don't know. I do know a guy local who books these shows who told me, you know, on the side that, yeah, it's real. This is not like some legal maneuvering to stop Bobby from suing them. There's some beef there. Why can't this band not get out of their own way? Just go out and fucking play. I actually think bring Bobby back. Bring everybody who's not dead back and just tour and make your money and do your thing and do the 50 shows a year. It's so stupid.
What is really stupid about this is, here's my summary of Rat. Out of the Cellar, great album. Uh-huh. The rest of them, not that bad.
I like them a little bit more than that. But whatever, they were huge in the 80s, and they should be a little bit bigger now than they even are. But you know who's not sitting on their, resting on their laurels, and because he already kicked everybody out of the band long ago, is the Bullet Boys have a new record out.
Listen, their last album, Elefante, 2015, 2016, whatever year it was after we started the podcast, so within the last 3 years.
Yeah, I think it was 15.
If you had told me First off, I would have never heard that album, period, if we hadn't started this show.
Okay.
Or even given it 1 second of my time, because, I mean, I had their debut album. That was it. And Elefante, my God, that was a great album from anybody, but especially from somebody from a band that kind of like fell off the radar for 30 years.
Yeah, yes? For sure. I'm right there with you. I'm like, I did not expect that to be anything but garbage. I volunteered to review it because I figured it was right up my alley of shredding, you know, somebody like
good material.
Yeah, but it blew me away. And this new record, you know, I don't like it as much, but it's fucking pretty good.
Yeah, it's very diverse, but it sounds
he does have
fresh.
That 80s metal guy disease where he wants to latch onto inconsequential things as if they somehow validate him. Like he recorded this at Dave Grohl's studio. He likes to talk about that a lot.
That I didn't even know. All I know is that
he has a guy from Eagles of Death Metal on it.
The whole album?
I think just a song or something like that. Backing track.
So that's kind of
gotcha.
Just like a name check kind of thing.
Yeah, like maybe Rocket saying he's into the Stones, not Motley Crue.
So in summary, Mark Torian, if you told me that he played guitar, I would not have known that. He never had a guitar strapped on him during the 80s and stuff like that. Saw him last year. Was very impressed.
He's really good, isn't he?
He really is. And for whatever the other band is that's called, like, Lies and I Hate
Lies,
Mark
Deceit,
Torian.
And Treachery or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
whatever it is.
Fuck you, Mark Torian is what they should be called. I think we talked about
it. I know, right. And, I mean, his voice still holds up.
Yeah.
you see that the Bullet Boys are on the Monsters of Rock cruise this year?
I did. And did you see who's playing as well?
I did. Is the band that's not the Bullet Boys, what is it called again?
Something like Lies, Deceit, and Rock and Run Runyon or something like that. I just...
But it's the other three members that hate him.
Yeah, it's the three. It's like, I'll see if I can name them all. It's Lonnie Vincent, Mick Sweta, and I don't remember the drummer. But it's the three guys on the first record and second record, and I think even the third album, Zaza. But they basically play Bullet Boys songs with a different singer.
Right. But
and they all just fucking hate Mark Torian.
I just imagine you talk about etiquette.
Yeah.
You're talking walking down the halls of the cruise together or playing before or after them. Somebody's going overboard. What do you think?
Do they think you're gonna have like a velvet rope in like common areas where one band has to be on the other side and Mark has to be on the other?
It's just setting it up for some kind of blabbermouth article. That's all I know.
Oh, I really hope we get some kind of beef on stage with that. But, you know, on a more positive note, maybe it'd be cool if they all got together and jammed some Smooth Up, you know?
So I'll be up in your neck of the woods in about, 2-3 weeks from now?
Sure, yeah. We're going to head across the border to Somerset, Wisconsin for the 4th annual Northern Invasion Music Festival.
That's right, and the first time I'll be there. And I got to tell you, this is a lineup that has slowly gotten shittier and shittier to me.
I have not seen the Wilson thing that you talked about. Where did that come from?
Okay, well, basically, you know, Wilson was on the list.
And they're not?
Do you remember? They're gone. Nope, they're not there anymore. They're not on one of the main reasons that Saturday was looking decent was that Wilson was there opening.
Okay.
They're gone. Fucking gone.
That
one of those
things.
That is
hugely disappointing for me.
Yeah. You kidding me? For everybody. All the four amigos are going to be there. You know, Rob, my buddy Chris, you, your buddies there, everybody. But yeah, they fucking just silently, this has happened many times at AEG Fests where they silently redo the posters. I'll give an example. Rock on the Range.
Yeah.
Stone Sour just last minute dropped off silently off of the.
Replaced by Def Leppard.
Puddle of fucking mud.
I was close.
Can you imagine going to a Stone Sour and you get Puddle of Mud instead? That was the experience that I had in that one. So I'm used to getting that. But on Saturday, basically the only bands that I care to see are the Bronx Blank and Blackstone Cherry. Let me just read some of these bands off to you.
Yes.
Cane Hill.
Sweet.
Dead. Stick to Your Guns.
Awesome.
Grandson.
Grandson?
That's a babe of a band. Counterfeit with a period after it. That is actually true.
No, I've checked that out.
Okay. Miss May I?
I've seen them several times.
Good or bad?
You won't like them.
Okay. Senses Fail. Butcher Babies.
Oh, nipple tape.
We Came as Romans.
Seen them many times. You won't like them.
Atreyu?
You'll like them. They're fun. They kind of have an 80s vibe to them.
Okay. Parkway Drive?
You'll hate them.
I Prevail?
I hate them.
Breaking Benjamin?
Oh, my God. That is like their entire show is a bathroom break and by a t-shirt break. It's...
A Perfect Circle and Avenged Sevenfold. In summary, Blackstone Cherry and the Bronx are the only two bands that I think I can even deal with on that Saturday now.
Oh, but Avenged Sevenfold is so good.
No, we will be gone by that. I will be at the brewery at that point.
Yeah, okay.
But is it, I mean, seriously, there's like three or four. You know, it's this mind fuck where you look at the poster like, this is not the poster I remember when I first paid for this. There's at least, besides Wilson, there's at least one other smaller band that's not there anymore.
Yeah,
on that day.
I wonder if we can find that.
In short, the Bronx. So yeah, along with Northern Invasion, we've got the Rock and Pod Expo, the second one coming up here on August 25th that we'll be participating in, correct?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's Gene Simmons' birthday, too.
Jesus. Anyway, so you had a chance to talk to Chris Sinzak about it, correct?
I did. Well, I'd like to welcome to the program Chris Sinzak, of course, of Decibel Geek, who played a minor role in Loose Cannon and I becoming basically bros. Chris, how are you tonight?
So I get to take the blame for putting you two knuckleheads together?
Of course you're going to say blame. You know, come on. You deserve to, like, you're probably going to get a statue built for you because of us.
A statue. That would be nice.
How tall do you want it? I mean, how tall? You're not a, I think we're like 7 or 8 feet tall?
Yeah. I mean, that's about right.
Bronze or gold?
It's got to be gold.
Okay. Well, we'll take care of that. Other than that, how is your evening happening?
I'm good. I'm as busy and into full swing with this expo as I've ever been.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, how much of your internet porn time is the expo taking up?
Well, you got to have priorities. So that still comes first, you know, and especially the midget subgenre.
Nice. Yeah. I assume Aaron is helping out as much as usual.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely as much.
Oh, man. Well, of course, we're talking about the Rockin' Pod Expo. We got Rockin' Pod 2 coming up in Nashville at the end of August, August 25th. Do I have that date right?
Yes, it's Gene Simmons' birthday.
Oh, well, people should still come. Gymnasium.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I mean, last year was a lot of fun. It was a smashing success. Why don't you talk a little bit about we got coming in store this year? It's going to be bigger, better. Talk about the fundraising we got going on. Make a pitch. Sell me, even though I'm already coming.
Right. Yeah. I don't have to sell you, but I have to sell your listeners. And so essentially, it's if you don't know, well, if you listen to the show, you already know the basics of this. It's a DIY crowdfunded expo that basically brings together over 20 rock podcasts from all over North America, Cobras and Fire included. And initially, the idea was just to get us all together in a room and hang out. And then it was like, well, why don't we crowdfund that hangout? And then it was like, well, if people are crowdfunding, we'd like to have them come. And if we want to have them come, we want to make it more interesting than staring at a bunch of podcasters drinking beer. So then we said, well, let's have vinyl vendors, which we also have vinyl vendors. And then, well, if we have vinyl vendors, we have these podcasters, we should have some celebrity guests. And a lot of us have interviewed people that have been on our shows, and a lot of those people live in Nashville. So I called out a lot of favors, and we wound up with a whole bunch of awesome guests last year, and we're already on the road to more awesome guests this year, some returning guests that were great last year, and some great ones that I've already announced, and some big names that I'm going to be announcing soon.
Yeah, I know Chris Williams from Accept was one that was announced recently. That was there last year. And also Gary Corbett is going to be back. Can you give us a little tease on anybody else?
By the time you hear this, Michael Vissera, who was with Yngwie, he was singer for Loudness for a while and also a band called Obsession, he'll be there. Paul Taylor from Winger is going to be coming this year. I've got a couple that I can't just say just now. I'll keep it in the dark for now, but there's some big names that we're working to get, and so cross your fingers. But it's going to be a great. And Anthony and Patrick from Tora Tora are going to come back also.
Okay, and obviously, if anybody goes to Rockin' Pod, is it rockinpodnashville.com? Or honestly, if you do a web search on Rockin' Pod Nashville, you'll find the page. But that'll have all the news, right?
Yeah, that's got all the news up to now. It's Nashville Rock the letter N podexpo.com, and that's got all the guest announcements so far. How you can go to the GoFundMe and secure your admission, or if you just want to chip in and help us fund this thing, because there's a lot of costs that go into this, and podcasters, as you know, don't make a lot of money. So
this has been a loss leader for me. Just like my band, Jesus Chrysler, if you haven't heard. Pretty much all my passion projects are basically a money pit. I might as well have bought a four-wheel drive truck to drive in mud pit derbies or something like that.
Well, you can be broke, but it's still fun, right?
Oh, yeah. That's why you call it a passion project, to justify it to your wife.
Right. And now let me justify it to your listeners, because not everybody can make it to Nashville that weekend in August. So if you're listening to this and you're like, well, let's just get on with the show, get back to Baco and Luz talking about whatever, let me just sell you on this real fast. If you listen to shows like this every week, or you listen to my show, Decibel Geek, or Rock and Metal Combat, or any of these shows, we do these shows for free. And a lot of us have been doing these for years. And with Cobras and Fire, if you've been listening to this show week in and week out every year, you're getting a lot of free entertainment. So all we're really asking is, yeah, some of it, about 30%. Sorry, I'm trying to fit in with you guys. You bust each other's balls, so
No worry. It's all good. Yeah, bring it on, baby.
Yeah, so you're getting a lot of free entertainment. And honestly, if you like rock podcasting in general and you believe in it, I am one of those crazy people where just having this as a hobby is not enough for me. And I actually believe that this is the future. This is going to replace rock radio. Radio ignores rock music as it is. And the rock music they play is the two or three big hits from a band from 30 years ago and none of their new stuff. Shows like mine, shows like this one, we play all the stuff that you're not getting on the radio. So it's an actual market for it now. So a lot of us started this just for fun, but we've sort of become the best hope media-wise for this genre. And to make a real statement, we're trying to raise money for this event, because this event is going to get a lot of media attention. We're going to get sponsors. It's kind of like a coming out party, and we need the money to put this on. So the quicker we reach our funding goal, which is $15,000, it's not chump change.
It's also not a ton. I mean, honestly,
it's not a ton, right?
When you consider all the listeners all these shows have, I mean, it's doable.
It is doable. So that's what I'm asking is, like, and also if you just throw $10 in, you will get access to the event if you can make it. But on top of that, there's a private Facebook group which will have exclusive audio that's going to be uploaded almost on a weekly basis leading up to the expo. And all of the panels from the expo are going to be recorded on that stream and put out. So you're going to get like a whole exclusive VIP podcast just from chipping in $10. I mean, that's even more entertainment for you.
I recorded a segment of my own with Victor Ruiz about 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure when it's posting, but for those three people that love me, that'll be something you can get for $10.
Well, I'm one of those three people, and I've donated, so I will get it too. Cool. But yeah, just chip in $10, even that. And then, of course, there's other things where you can be a guest on a show. If you want a guest on my show, it's $100. I know I'm a greedy bastard.
But same with ours, too. I mean, we were charging $100, but we're doing more quality control.
Hey, now.
Hey, you said we're ball busting, right?
All right, I got you. But I can kick you out of the expo, though.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Mm.
Yeah. But no, it's...
already bought my tickets.
There's a lot of different perks available. If you go to Nashville Rockin' Pod, the letter N, pod.expo.com, you will see a whole list of all the perks for all the shows. So if you want to do $10, that's great. If you want to do $100 and guest on a show, if you want to do $1,000 and really get your ass kissed, then do that.
Yeah, there's all sorts of price. Like, even if this isn't your show, I mean, there's all these shows are offering some kind of perk and all different price ranges too. You know, I mean, $100 is the high end typically, but I mean, we have one for $5. You know, we'll talk about you for a few minutes and send you some stickers. You know, on up to $100. You know, can I say something about the guests?
Sure.
Okay. You know, last year, you know, everything was the first year doing it, and it was kind of laid out. But the thing that I think isn't being talked about, at least from the shows I've listened to, the guests didn't leave after their 1 hour little slot was done. Everybody kind of hung out for the most part. So if you come to this thing, you know, I mean, you know, if you're interested in any of these bands, they really just kind of linger almost like you're on a cruise, you know? It's like they just hang out and they're back around. I mean, Kenny Olson would not stop circling our table last year, but. what's his name? Gunnar Nelson. He hung out way longer than anybody thought he would. Michael Wagner was there all day.
All day. Yep. And that's kind of the charm of the Rock and Pod Expo. And it's going to be that way again this year. It's like a lot of expos you go to, the celebrities get, oh, here's so-and-so's table in the corner next to Elvira, and they're going to sit at this table all day, and you're going to walk up, and you're going to pay your money and stand in line and get your picture, and then you're going to be herded off like cattle. This is the opposite of that. They're going to do their scheduled signing at a table, but after that, they're going to get up, and they're going to roam around and hang out. And I had people that came in from out of state last year going, you know, I couldn't believe that I could just walk up to Mark Slaughter and have a conversation with him, and he signed everything I wanted. So yeah. That's the charm of Nashville. I mean, it's a laid back town. These people live here, so they feel comfortable to just mingle. And it makes it very unique compared to other expos. And this, yeah, it's such a loose vibe. And that's one of the things I love about it. And it's going to be that way again this year. And we're at a bigger, better venue this year, same area. So it's a place called the Nashville Palace.
You can still within walking distance of the Dukes of Hazzard Museum.
Oh, it's even closer to the Dukes of Hazzard
Museum. Oh, my Lord.
Yes, it's like two doors down from it now.
I hope we're not announcing the hotel because I don't want fans mobbing my room. I mean, I had to use a fake name last year as it was.
Ah, okay. Well, you know what hotel we're going to have for the podcasters, right?
Oh, no.
The only one that'll let us stay.
Oh, there we go.
Paco, can I tell you something that I'm very upset about?
You know, I'm always here for you, man.
Well, this is a little bit tragic.
What happened? What happened, buddy?
Do you have the restaurant chain Witch Witch in your in Minnesota?
Witch Witch now goes to three great lengths to make the witch you want.
Regular, large, and the new 14-inch super.
Fuck you, witch, we're here to please. Sandwich faction guarantee. Witch Witch, catch what? Witch Witch, what you want.
Love it.
As do I. We didn't have this in Florida or Indiana, or at least when I was there in Illinois.
Get the little brown bag, you write your name on it. Do you ever, like, write loose cannon?
No, it's
cannon? Sandwich is ready. Your meatball.
I've written down LC before, though.
Oh, you get to pick your little ingredients. And
that's great. It's a genius business idea. You don't have to have that stupid conversation when you get up to the...
I mean, who doesn't love walking in and the first thing you see is 900 Sharpies?
It's great. They're all red. You fill out exactly what you want. You hand it to the person. They look at you. They take your money, and then you just wait for your little baggie to be filled with glory, right?
Exactly. I do not like their their napkin situation, which is basically just paper towels that aren't perforated.
I know, just rip this off like a savage.
Like a beast.
It is, here's a just big
white
chunk
face.
Well, anyway, there's one near my workplace, and I go there every once in a while, maybe once every 2 weeks or so. But
do you
anyway,
go with
a
guy at work and you sit in your car and eat it?
You mean just like Sonic buddy?
Yeah, yeah.
Go to Witch Witch, get our bags filled, and then go in our car together.
Oh, new turkey guac. Ah.
No. Anyway, it's
because you have no friends, you eat alone.
That's what I'm saying. It's much more sad. So, are you ready for this? Ready for this story or not?
It doesn't sound like it, but yes, I am.
This goes back to a previous episode, but are you a big fan of public restrooms?
Yeah, no, not at all. Oh, it's usually okay, kind of uncomfortable.
Okay, so if you
depends
have
on
to
what you're
do,
doing.
If you have to be sitting, do you like to take care of things at home or at least at work, or do you like to just go wherever you feel? If it hits you, do you at least like to plan your day?
I do. As far as dropping some friends off at the pool, I do prefer to do that in the comfort of my own home. If I do it in a public restroom, I definitely want it to be in one that is like
familiar.
Or it's its own thing, and I like to leave with nobody seeing me.
Okay, perfect. All right. So this was the same kind of thing. So today, though, on this specific day, I should say, when I went to one of my favorite places for lunch, Witch Witch. I went there, and as soon as I got out of my car and got into the restaurant, was in line, all of a sudden, you know, nature called. All of a sudden, it hit me. It's like, you have to go to the bathroom. I went there, and again, one of these places is usually like a one-stall thing, you know.
The Witch Witches I've been in, it's like it's a toilet and a door. I mean, there's...
Correct. Yeah. That's it. Yes.
It's not shared at the same time with other people.
That's right. You have your own thing. But anyway, so I was there. It was busy. It was lunchtime, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I got to go. So I go in there, and there was already... I was waiting. There was already somebody I had to wait for before.
That's the worst.
So you're in line, and you're almost like the little child that wants to, like, cross their legs. Almost like,
you're doing the little
like
poopy dance.
That's right. You're like... So finally somebody comes
out.
And
they always take too long when you really got to go.
Right. So that goes into this entire story. So finally that guy gets done, leaves. I immediately get in there, lock the door, but I already have somebody behind me that's already lined up behind me.
Oh, that's not a good situation for Baco.
Okay. So you already know that there's somebody that's going to be impatient on you when you're already impatient with the person in front of you that just left. Got it?
Yeah, they're really pissed off because you have to deuce and they just need to take a leak quick.
So as soon as I get in there, of course, for courtesy, as you know, I'm very courteous to others, correct?
Oh, all the time.
You know, I'm going to be as fast as possible. So I sit down to do my thing, and I'm the person also that as soon as the thing hits the water, I immediately hit the flush.
Oh, the courtesy flush. Yes, I am.
Okay. So I go to do the courtesy flush, and unfortunately, the flush mechanism is broken. and it just goes ting, 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 ting. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that means it's so, and there, no, so there's a guy waiting outside. The bowl is filled, and I go to the, and it's not one of these big like industrial like the you know when you wave your hand to the back of the thing and it goes or you have the big industrial flush. This is like the toilet in your house that has the lid on the top. You got it? Mm-hmm. So I immediately have to stand up. I'm like, I can cure this problem. This is obviously just a like a little
you're trying
chain
to repair a public restroom toilet at this point.
That's right. Well, I got a big I got a deposit. It's got to be delivered.
You don't
it's got
to
go away.
You don't want the guy waiting outside to see it.
Witch now goes to three great lengths to make the witch you want.
Regular, large, and the new 14-inch super.
You know, another plan could have been to just sit there for like 40 minutes. He would have left.
but in this situation right now, it's either I have already shit, and now it's time to get off the pot. You got it?
Yeah.
So I'm now like, what am I doing? Am I just going to clean myself up and leave with this massive turd in the bowl and just like, what's up, dude? Like high five him and leave? Or am I going to try to be courteous?
No, you leave with head down in shame. Like, yeah.
Well, okay. So I'm like, okay, easy fix. So I go and I grab the top of the
Jesus,
the ceramic top, right?
Yeah.
So I get it close to the bomb. I put it down, and it goes, it cracks, and it cracks into like to like three pieces, and a bunch of little pieces. And I'm like, God damn it! So I stick my hand in
the
back of this
bowl. Well, at
this
point, the guy waiting in line is calling management to find out what the hell you're doing in there.
It was a big sound. It was a big sound. And then I'm already this far in. So now what do I do? So I put my hand into the back and I grab that chain. I didn't put my hand in the water, but I grab that fucking chain.
Oh, come on, man! You're elbow deep at this point, right?
I get it. I pull the chain and it flushes, so the evil goes away. But now I'm stuck with nothing but all the ceramic thing. But it's mostly three pieces. So I'm like, what do I do now? So
were
I
you wearing flip flops?
No.
Okay,
I
you're safe then.
Even better. So I pick up the three pieces of the top and I put them back like a jigsaw puzzle on the top of the toilet. But there's like still like 20% of it missing. Yeah. And there's all these shards. I'm like, what do I do? So I start kicking some of the ceramic pieces behind the toilet and I reach out and there's a couple big ones. So I pick them up. What do? I fucking slice my hand open, Paco.
Oh my God.
I start dribbling blood all over the floor. And so I have to go over to the paper towel thing. And luckily in the paper towel, these are not the same things. You know, like you say, you don't like the napkin situation up front.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same kind of thing. Like I just keep ripping off these swaths. I wrap my hands up. There is seriously blood on the floor. The top of the toilet is in like three pieces, kind of like just balancing on the top. I wash my hands as it's gushing blood. I did exactly what you said. I walk out. I put my head down, and I walked. I ran right out of there. Rock's not dead.
It's hiding in a witch bathroom.
And you found it, guy that was waiting for me to leave.
Holding back.
Indiana. Let me see. What is this, Indiana study juice? Oh, boy.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.